Welcome to the Sales Squared Podcast, your destination for leveling up in sales, marketing, and business development.
Dollar dollar bill, y'all.
Join us to hear real entrepreneurs with real experiences, engaging with real experts from the world of sales, business, and entrepreneurship. And now for another Sales Squared Value Bomb.
Hello, and welcome to a new episode, first episode of 2019,
yeah.
The Sales Squared Podcast. How are you doing, Scott?
I am doing good. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man. It's, first proper week, I guess, of 2019 now, and it's great to get back into the swing of things, into talking with clients, talking with prospects, talking with new business opportunities. It's a really good time of the year and feeling refreshed, and everyone's kind of motivated to take some action, which is great.
How was your Christmas, man?
It was good. It was quite productive. I took a few days to chill, but I also still kept in touch with clients, kept in touch with prospects that I'm working on, and found some time for reading and self-development too. So it was good, but at the same time, also chilled with family, chilled with the girlfriend, and yeah, made some good time to relax. What about yourself?
That sounds awesome, man. Well, I was actually struck down by a little bit of a virus.
Oh, yeah.
So that kind of put me out of action for a couple of days. But it's always good, you know, to just have that time on your own, even though you're ill, you're not surrounded by people. It's good to dive into some content, some books, and I think it's paid off for the start of this month.
I think so too. Yeah, it's been a good start to the month for us. We did a lot of planning and a lot of actual work in December in terms of making sure that we really hit January running hard, and it's been good. It's been a really, really solid start to the month, and we've already hit one of our best months in history already, which is great. Really great stuff, and it's good to see planning get into progress.
It is, and
planning paying off. So that's kind of the topic of today, I think, actually, that we want to discuss. So it's obviously 2019, everyone's setting goals, everyone's motivated. I went to the gym today and there was like 50 million people in there, and it's a good time of the year. Everyone's motivated and everyone's got a good mindset. So as we know, not everyone will continue that mindset throughout the year, but we know we can, and we know that a lot of people will actually, you know, hit some of those goals that they set for the for the year, which
let's
is good.
Forget though, you know, some people might genuinely, you know, want to change, and they might genuinely be going to the gym in January, and it will last a long, long, long time.
No doubt.
Yeah, shout out to those people that do.
For sure. Awesome. So let's talk a little bit about sales planning. So we've got big goals this year. A lot of salespeople have big goals this year. A lot of entrepreneurs, they want to hit revenue targets. They want to grow their business. So we've actually set a really, really big goal, and when we look at it as just that kind of one goal in itself, it seems, or a lot of people may even say, like, that's going to be really hard to achieve. That's a big goal. But what we've actually done is think a little bit about goals in general and setting targets. And what a lot of people don't actually do is they don't think about if they actually break that goal down into tiny little pieces of what they can achieve every month or every day. And especially in sales, where numbers are so important, and we can literally look at how many prospects we need to be talking to, how many leads we need to be generating, how many sales calls that we need to book into our calendar on a weekly basis, then you can actually set a really big goal and then break it down. So you just have to bring it down to the granular day-to-day level of what you're doing. So what's your experience, Scott, in terms of setting sales goals and then just zooming right in and taking things on a day-to-day level?
Yeah, man, planning is everything, right? You've got to be able to plan months, you know, even quarters ahead in some cases. So super, super key to just start at the start, you know, even as that sounds as simple as it is, but, you know, making sure that you're setting yourself an ambitious goal. And I mean, when I talk about ambitious, I don't mean like too low that you hit it and you're deflated for the rest of the year, or it's too high and, you know, it's just a little bit unrealistic. But something that's just out of reach, something just to make you kind of motivated and inspired to really achieve that. But like you said, it's about breaking it down. So if you have a goal, you know, divide that by 52, that's how much sales need to be making a week. you know, what is an average pound or dollar or, you know, whatever currency you guys are at the moment, you know, what do you need to achieve that?
Yeah, exactly. It's like if you had, let's say that your goal is to get your business where you're doing 100K a month in sales. So that's it's a big goal. And most people would look at that and think, wow, that's like 1.2 million in a year. That's massive. That's a huge goal. Especially if you're a small business owner or an entrepreneur or even a salesperson trying to do that for your business. But if you can actually break that down, and let's say that your average sale is 1,000 or 1K, that means that you need to get 100 sales across the year to reach that 100K a month target, if you know, monthly recurring sales.
Yeah.
So what that means is you need to make 2 sales a week pretty much, which when you look at it that way, you know, if someone said my goal is to make 2 sales a week this year, then it's nowhere near as daunting, it's nowhere near as scary. So, you know, let's say that you have a 10% conversion rate on your calls or on your sales, that means you need to do 20 calls per week. So instead, if you set your goal 100K a month in sales, but then you kind of look at it right down to the granular and think, okay, all I need to do is schedule in 20 calls per week, and the numbers will sort themselves out. So if you can stay consistent to that point, and that's really what's key, is consistency and grinding. And when you get to March, when you get to June, when you get to September, you're still putting in the reps and doing the same thing, then you are actually going to hit that goal, and it's not going to seem daunting. It's just going to seem like you're, you know, showing up every day and you're focusing on the process rather than the results.
Yeah, it's a great point. And you know, I'm just thinking back to when you know, I had one of my sessions with a sales coach from Southwestern, and he said to me, you know, when you think about breaking it down on a granular level, actually assign a figure to you know, the, so when you pick up the phone, you know that you're making, even if it's $1, $2, right? So being able to work out on a granular level, you know, every time you pick up the phone, 60 cents, $1. You know, how many times will you pick up the phone knowing that you're getting paid 60 cents, $1, whatever it is, to kind of motivate you? So really important to get clarity on a granular level.
Absolutely, I hear that. And I think the one problem being in sales, or if you're growing your business and you're doing sales calls and you're too focused on the results and you're too focused on that end result, then this comes across more in selling than anything else. You're going to come across as desperate. You're going to come across as just hungry for the sale, for the money, for the commission, whatever it is. But if you can actually focus on the process and think, okay, this is what I need to do on a day-to-day basis, and then actually think about the actions you're taking, what are the other benefits you're going to get from that? I know for me, every time that I speak to a prospect or I speak to a client or I try and make a deal or whatever it is, I'm not just thinking about the monetary value. I'm actually thinking about how am I going to improve my skills in this interaction. Over time, I'm going to be getting so much better at negotiating, so much better at sales, so much better at marketing by doing all this stuff that I'm doing, and just focusing on the process and thinking, okay, this is the end result of this is going to be revenue or profit or whatever it is. But what I'm actually getting from it is I'm improving at the same time. Yeah. And that in itself is still worth a hell of a lot.
Yeah.
Maybe even more than the revenue itself, having that skill set that you can then take with you for the rest of your life.
Oh, God, I would argue it would be.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just your business that's improving. It's your relationships with your family, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, whatever. You know, it's a holistic approach to making your life better. And sales is that key. For me, anyway, it's, you know, since I got into sales, yes, it's been a rough road. Yes, I've had all the trials and tribulations of it. But I feel I'm a better person, just in general, with my communications, with the people I speak to. It just lifts me to another level.
Absolutely.
And I think that's the beauty of sales.
Absolutely. And say, if you're like a young salesperson right now, or even a business owner, then realize that sales is one of those skill sets that is going to be crucial, and it's obviously a part of generating revenue. So if you can kind of focus more on just the micro day-to-day things you need to achieve, and how can I actually get better at this, how can I take this call, do my very best and see how I can improve, then you're going to not only reach your goal but develop this skill set that's going to serve you whatever you do in business for the future. Which is cool.
Yeah. Well, quick question for you here, Akam, actually. So kind of moving it back to planning. Do you think the place where you actually, you know, have the ideas, you have the inspiration to write your goals, do you feel that the atmosphere or where you actually set it changes the sort of goals that you set? So, for example, if you're in an office setting goals as opposed to, I don't know, out in a nice, beautiful national park, for example.
That's a cool question. Actually, that's a good question, and it reminds me of when I actually went on holiday last summer, and I wasn't really doing much, and I had time to just think and chill and think about what I want to achieve and the kind of money I want to make, the kind of lifestyle I want to have, the kind of business I want to have. And I actually spent a lot of time thinking about that. And obviously I was like on a beach, the sun was shining, the sea waves were in the background. And I actually think there's a lot to be said for that. And, you know, having nice sunlight, having maybe some natural settings, and, you know, getting away from where maybe you do your job on a daily basis and zooming out a bit. And I think that's why a lot of people set these goals in January or over Christmas, is because they're usually getting out of their usual routine. They have some time to actually think a little bit instead of being in that day-to-day kind of action mode, which is really important. And it's crucial to achieving your goals to be in the nitty-gritty of it on a daily basis. But if you can zoom out a little bit and then think about your goals and think about what you want to achieve in a different location, is something I haven't really thought about, but I think it does make a difference.
I mean, we do a lot of walks, right? We go on a lot of walks. True. We try to expand our kind of you know, our memory and our thinking. And I believe that, you know, some of the conversations we have on our walks are really thought-provoking.
I agree with that.
They give us a lot of ideas.
I agree with that. And I'm someone who hates meetings. If you've ever been in a job where you get pulled into these boring, time-wasting meetings where nothing gets achieved, I would much prefer to go on a walk with Scott or with my business partner or whoever it is, and just discuss things on that walk. And the benefit is that you're getting your blood pumping, you're getting your brain juices flowing, and there's actually studies to support this, that when you walk or when you're active and take some movement, that productivity in your brain actually increases. Like, that's they've done studies on this stuff. So I would recommend, definitely, as well, if you're setting goals, or even if you're looking for new perspective on things, then take a walk. Go, you know, walk around the block, take 20 minutes and walk somewhere, and you'll definitely find yourself thinking in different ways and higher ways than if you just kind of sat on your desk and did that.
Yeah, I feel kind of restricted if I'm in a room with four walls, as opposed to being out like with unlimited sort of boundaries, which is interesting. But, you know, even pulling it back again to when should you plan goals? Of course, that January is a big time for everyone. You know, it's a catalyst to do something new, to explore, to discover, to, you know, find what you are here for. But, you know, it's not just about setting something and then hoping for the best. It's about actually checking in quite consistently to make sure you're on top of it, right?
Yeah, for sure. I actually got a really cool notepad for Christmas, and it basically, you write down your goals for the year, and then every month you kind of break those goals down and write them down for the month. And then I can just go in every morning, review what my goals are for the year, review what my goals are for the month, and then just have that kind of revitalization into, you know, what I'm going to do in the day to reach those targets. And it's really, really important. A lot of people will set a goal, even if it's, you know, most people set goals on New Year's, which is, you know, it's just something that people do. It's probably not the right thing to do. You should be setting goals, you know, all the time. Yeah. But a lot of people like to do it. It's nice to kind of set that target for a year. But if you can actually revisit those goals on a weekly basis, on a daily basis, then you're going to be so, so much more inclined to do it. And even if you, you can go into things like visualization or affirmations and stuff like that. Like, some people will think it's a bit woo-woo, but if you, like for me, when I'm in the shower sometimes on my own, I'll just say to myself, like, you know, this is who I want to be. You know, this is, you know, I feel great today. Or this, you know, I talk about some of my revenue goals, but like, you know, I make £10,000 a month.
Yeah,
like that's like what I'll say to myself. And by saying that, you kind of, you start thinking in those ways, and your mind, I guess your subconscious mind even gets to working on, you know, how that's going to happen. And it's not like The Secret or any bullshit like that. It's just your reticular activation system. If you can set your focus on things that you actually want to achieve, then your mind's going to gravitate towards that. You're going to take advantage of opportunities more, and your actions are going to be more aligned with your thinking.
I think what you just described there was something called self-authorship, which is quite cool. So, you know, and that's what, you know, one of our clients told me about. You know, the ability to have conversations with yourself. Most people think, oh, he's a psycho, bang him up or whatever. Yeah. But having conversations with yourself, you know, the message you're telling yourself resonates even deeper within you. It becomes a part of your core, your values. And if you're telling yourself the same positive stuff every day, guess what's going to happen, right? So, you know, a breakdown of those incrementally, you know, the small goals builds up, you gain that confidence like we talked about before. And yeah, I mean, 2019 should be a good year for everyone in that mindset.
I agree. I think one more thing I want to talk about in goals is I see people setting like 25 different goals at the start of a year, and that they have goals for every area of their life, you know, like spiritual goals, physical goals, mental goals, health goals, wellness goals, family goals. Like, they have all these different goals, and then they have like 5 or 6 for each one. I would say that's a mistake, because when you kind of spread yourself so thinly with all these different things, it's, you have to have some level of imbalance to achieve something to an extraordinary level, right? If your goal, you know, this year is the year that I build my business to 1 million, for example, that's got to be, you know, you maybe have 3 goals that support that. And, it, you know, it could be, for example, one is, you know, a business goal to get to there. Another is a health goal, so you're on top of your game every day, so you feel the very best you can, and that ties into that. But try and correlate those goals into the one big thing that you want to achieve, and then you're just going to be a lot more focused. You're going to have more intensity in the actions, and you're going to know that every day, if I just do these 5 things, then it's going to get me closer towards my goal, instead of having all this stuff that you have different goals in every single area, and it's just impossible to achieve all of them.
Yeah, man, you're totally right. Even something as small as drinking 2 liters of water a day, like that is such a small goal, but you think about the benefits that you'll achieve across 6, 9, 12 months.
It's exactly
crazy.
Yeah, exactly. If you drink more, if you don't drink much water, and you set a goal to drink, yeah, like 2-3 liters a day, whatever is right for you, then that 5% increase you have in your thought process and your productivity, imagine that over the whole course of the year, compounding day after day, it's going to create a big impact on whatever you're doing.
Huge. Absolutely huge. And I think that's a nice way to kind of round things off.
Absolutely. So yeah, if you have a big goal this year, see how you can break it down, see how you can run the numbers on it and crunch it down into what you need to do every day, and it's going to make it a lot more possible.
Yeah, let us know, guys, as well. We want to hear from you. We want to hear what your goals are. We want to know what your ambitions are, and if we can help in any way, we'd love to have a conversation with you. So get in touch.
For sure. Okay, guys, peace.
Peace out.